Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm trying to see what kind of support I can get to help my mother who needs some care within the home.
Okay. What county does your mom reside in?
North County.
In St. Louis, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And has she ever had services in the past, or would this be her first time applying?
With you, the first time.
I meant on the system. Has she ever had home care services?
She's had,
Okay.
yes, she
Okay.
has.
What's her first and last name?
Ernestine Fowles.
You want to spell that for accuracy?
ERNESTINE. ERNESTINE is Ernestine. And Fowles is spelled STIE, I'm sorry, STILES.
And Ms. Stiles' date of birth?
December 31st, 1929.
And her Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN?
She doesn't
I'm
have
gonna
a
check.
Medicaid. She only has Medicare. So I'm trying to get her to get some Medicaid. She just moved in with me after getting out of the hospital Saturday.
Oh,
So I
no.
have to go in the
Okay.
Social Security office and apply for all of that. So in the meantime, I have to do some private care, I mean, some private pay.
Right. So basically, until she gets onto Medicaid, you're not going to be eligible for the CDS program because Medicaid is the insurance that covers the CDS, where you can, hire a friend, family, or trust a loved one. So the first hurdle was one, you got her out the hospital, which was great. She's back home. Now you have to go through DFS, the Department of Family Services. But if I were you, I would go right online under MoHealthNet. The website and just start filling out the application on her behalf.
I did that already. I did that in December. But now
Okay,
it's
was she
pending.
approved?
It's waiting.
Oh, it's waiting. Okay.
No. Yeah. And plus, not only that, she's married. So that's the
Gosh.
issue. So therefore, I have to go to the Social Security office, which I have to wait till somebody can go with me to take her in person so that
Oh,
she
wow. They make
could,
it so
it was
difficult out there.
necessary. Yeah, and she has
That's horrible.
Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, don't mention
And
that. Has she been clinically diagnosed with that yet?
yes.
Okay, because then she won't, you will never get paid to take care of her. She won't qualify because in order for you to be part of the CDS program, the patient has to be coherent, meaning she has to be able to tell time, sign signatures, okay her care
Well,
plan.
no, she has to be orientated. Okay, so what is it saying if she's not orientated into anything? What does that mean? What does she need
That
then?
means that she can get home care services, but it has to be through the agency. The agency will send one of their workers. It cannot be a friend, family, legal aid, power of attorney,
Oh, we don't
no
want. I don't
ones.
want to do it. I can't do it. I have patients that I have to see my own self. That's why I'm trying to help and get some service. Unfortunately, I'm the seventh child, and she does have other children, but I'm the one, and I live alone, and so. That's the issue, and trying to, I have someone that's going to come do some private duty tomorrow, from 12 to 6 during the morning into Friday. But in the meantime, we still need to get the Medicaid in place. She just got out, so they're only going to come in a couple of weeks until the hospice starts back up. And in the meantime, I'm just trying to see what's out there, so that when the Medicaid is approved, I can get a reputable agency. They can send the people to do the home care aides that always the other person's not going to be
Correct.
working. Because
So
I know
what you
they're not,
want to do is
they'll
you
pay
want to
for
look for
anything.
the in-home care, because that's what she's going to
In
probably
home.
be in-home. Yep, in-home care.
Right,
That's when, the
in-home care.
agency sends out a trained worker. But did you need private
Right.
care duty for now for her? Because we do private pay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get her address.
1700 Edmore Lane. That's Edmar, St. Louis, Missouri, 63138.
And what days of the week are you looking for to be covered?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. From what time to what time?
From noon until 6.
Noon to 6 p.m. And this is private pay.
Yes.
Okay.
if I can get up in the morning and do everything, feed her, change her, and that type of stuff. So then by noon, hopefully somebody speak you in and come do the lunch and, you know, change again, and then also the dinner prep and whatever.
Okay.
Until I get off work.
That sounds like a lot for you. You don't want to burn yourself out, because then you could get sick.
I'm not going
to.
That's why I'm trying to find the people, and I'm fortunate to find a person to do the days they can do, but they can only do Tuesday through Friday. But I still need Monday, because I have patients all day, and this is happening Saturday, so it's all instant. And trying to get her situated and comfortable, and that's the main thing, trying to keep her safe.
Mm-hmm.
And comfortable, which means not laying in urine and not being changed. Because, I mean, and that's the point, and being fed, at least.
Yeah.
And even though she rejects some of the food, at least we're making some efforts of trying to get her to drink some, eat some food.
And offer it to her. You know, she might wake up hungry. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah, and so I know to start off with, you know, it's this nice, hot, warm towel. That's why I use to touch her hand and her face first to kind of get her kind of waking up, and then when she gets started, then I do the changing, because just trying to go right to changing and people not even woke up yet, that's not beneficial at all.
Sounds
so
like you love her a lot.
That works. Oh, yeah, and I do have a knowledge of what to do, so I have a whole program for her. So when the people come, you know, and it's keeping it simple and easy, everything accessible right there. I haven't waited for anybody. I've ordered a wheelchair.
Sounds like you're very organized.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we want to keep it that way, because that
helps
her and things run smooth for everyone.
Yes.
And I'm a licensed professional counselor, so the last thing I'm going to do is worry. I'm just a problem solver.
Good for you.
To get the help. So I'm
and you're the point of contact.
Yes.
What's your name?
Annette, Annetta.
And Annette, she's your grandma, right?
Right. No, she's my mother.
Oh, okay.
And, I'm the seventh child, last child.
And you're
the
one that's doing everything.
Everybody else is married. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the case. Yep.
Yeah, it's my medicine. That's what I said. I had to do this. My son was for 18 years of his life. Then my sister got ill. I helped her out, so I'm fine. I know how to, I'm into time management and organization skills and schedules and planning. And so as long as we get that done and everyone do their part, it could be successful.
It can be. Everybody just needs to do their part. You're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
Let me, I'm going to transfer this call to Miss Becky. She's going to further assist you.
Okay.
All right, and I already have all the information that we need. I'm going to give you now the agency's info. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the name of the agency that's going to assist you with private pay duties for your mom is called Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
And Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
And the number is 314-501-2500.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine, okay?
All right, Jasmine. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, okay?
Jasmine.
And good luck with your mom, okay?
Thank you. So I'm just going to call this number then, correct?
No. That's the information for the agency. I'm going to transfer you right now to someone that can further assist you so that they can do, the private pay contract and send you over the information that you need, okay?
Okay.
1 second, please.
Yeah, my daughter used to work with you guys before she moved to Louisiana. So
I'm sure you miss her.
And she's gone 42, and she's having my first grandchild.
What's her name?
And she's 30 with Ashley Robinson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's been gone for a while, since 2019, and moved to Mandeville, Louisiana. And so, but now she's having my first grandchild, and I'm taking care of my mom, so. And so I'm just trying to get the support she needs.
All right. Transferring you now, okay? Good luck with your mom, okay? Please hold.